And that's it. Man landed on the moon.
Wow.
I hate to take exception to that, because 500 years from now there may have been an eagle that landed on the moon, 1969, but I can assure you there will be an eagle that lands on Mars. And that, in my estimation, will not be a short visit or occupying it, but when we really think about it, it will be a permanent settlement. Now, that doesn't mean that in 1,000 years or so we may decide, gee, that's just too rough living out there for all these people. We've learned enough about Mars. Maybe we really ought to start scuba diving on Europa or Enceladus. So forget about Mars. That's possible, but I really think that humanity will move and permanently, for the time being, settle on Mars, and people will go there and they will spend the rest of their life. I know this is not an easy thing to come to grips with, but I think that is our destiny. And when you look at the cost of sending people there and the cost of bringing them back and losing 2 years, and you keep doing that, and you look at the cost that adds up of sending people to Mars and bringing them back, and when you do that, if you keep it occupied, there still is a steady state number, 30, 60, that's a maximum. And the loss of the legacy of a leader of the world to have made that commitment to prepare the surface of Mars by preparing and practicing at the moon, exactly what we will be doing at Mars, and then going there and living and staying, landing and staying. That is a legacy that I doubt that any world leader, when they fully understand it and realize that that's capable for us to do, even if no one by this time in 2025 has even gone back and landed on the moon, it's my prediction that a world leader will make that commitment to land and stay.
Jim?
Let me give everybody a thought that is a little bit different than anything that you have heard today or really thought about the missions that we did. On Apollo 8, of course, we saw the Earth as it really is now, just one small body in a rather large void of the solar system and the universe. Think about this for a second. We all think about, I hope to go to heaven when I die. I hope to go to heaven when I die. Ladies and gentlemen, you go to heaven when you're born. You arrive on a planet with the amount of the positive mass that provides the gravity that contains water and an atmosphere, the essentials for life. You arrive on a planet that is orbiting a star just to the right distance, not too far out to be too cold, in too far in to be too hot, just to the right distance to be able to absorb that star's energy, energy that caused life to evolve here in the beginning. So just think about that. God has really given us, or given mankind, I should say, a stage that we saw out there for us to perform. How that play turns out is up to us.
Yeah. Can't disagree with what you say, Jim.
This is a little bit of heaven down here, isn't it? It's too bad we can't all get together and make the best of it.
Amen.
I happen to believe that it's going to be great to go to Mars, but I think we're going to have to go a lot further than that. I think we're going to have to go out to the point where we find another habitable planet like we're in here. And that's kind of based on some sort of basic stuff. For instance, I could ask the question, what is the prime imperative of everything that's alive here on Earth? And I think you'd have to respond to that by saying, it's survival of the species. That is the prime imperative of everything that's alive here on Earth, including people. And if we really have a prime imperative of survival of the species, then we've got to develop the capability of taking care of ourselves when we can't live here on the Earth anymore. And that might be 5 billion years out, but you know, it's like the old Chinese axiom or saying that a trip of 1,000 years starts with one step. And I think we made the step at the moon. The next step is going to be Mars, or maybe the next two or three steps will be Mars. But we're going to have to go out way beyond that to find a place where we can live when humanity can't live here anymore. The other heaven.
Gene?
If you will.
Last thoughts?
No, I better not give an opinion here. You know, listening to this thing, I classified people as poets and plumbers. Well, I'm one of the plumbers.
Do you have a copy of my book?
Ladies and gentlemen, the men of Apollo.